Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria up to 30 tomorrow, Johannesburg 28, Mahikeng reaching a high of 33. Limpopo Police Commissioner Thembi Hadebe has ordered an immediate arrest of suspects who shot and killed a policeman in Staanplaas in Lebowakgomo. The officer, attached to the Provincial Flying Squad unit, had just returned from work when he was ambushed on Wednesday morning. The 37-year-old police sergeant was rushed to hospital where he later died of his injuries. Five officials from the Gauteng Department of Health and Infrastructure Development have meanwhile been dismissed for corruption. It follows an inquiry into Anglo Gold Ashanti Hospital in Carletonville and an investigation there into irregularities in awarding contracts for the refurbishment of the hospital in 2022. Those dismissed include the head of supply chain management and the acting director for health infrastructure. So what happened to them? Here's a spokesperson for the special investigating unit, Kaiser.
The Gauteng government acted on the SIU recommendation and charged the officials involved, which led to five officials being dismissed, three with a final written warning, one acquitted, while the other one was not charged because they left the department.
The ANC in KwaZulu-Natal now says it's appalled by the killing of one of its councillors in Sundumbili in northern KwaZulu-Natal. Pendukani Mabida was killed by two gunmen at his home yesterday. He was rushed to a hospital where he later died of his injuries. Here's KZN reporter Celu Musa Zulu.
It's understood Mabida's killers arrived at his home pretending to be locals seeking intervention in community matters. Another person, believed to be a relative, was shot and injured during the attack. Mabida served as the Ward 18 councillor at Mandeni local municipality. The ANC says its leadership in the region is preparing to visit his family and is confident police will track down the perpetrators. It's called on community members who might have information to approach authorities.
And the Afrikaans e-hailing service Vonatu says it plans legal action against the impounding of its cars in Centurion today. The Tshwane Metro Police took three cars for operating without permits, apparently. The e-hailing services says on Facebook that its services has been temporarily suspended due to these actions by the Metro Police, as well as the intimidation of their drivers. And moving to news from the rest of the continent, the Democratic Republic of Congo's foreign minister accused the international community for a lack of international action. This after M23 rebels launched an offensive this morning while a ceasefire was supposed to be in place. The country says they see a lot of declarations, but no action to stop attacks that have displaced thousands since the beginning of the year. That's it from the news states for today. From myself, Marlene Frischer, and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
Bye bye, Anki Rob and Roz. My name is Danny Painter. In Agate, 30 minutes of more music you love. Op pad. It's fun, Big Mountain, Doja Cat, Maroon 5 in Mier. But let's kick it off. Here's Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims with Something About a Woman.